This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is just coming up to 5:08. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. First up, the sad story of Rania Ashifa, or Baby Shifa, is back in the news and highlighting once again the need for safety standards at childcare centres.
So this is a story really about, you may remember, Rania Ashifa, 15 months old, dying after allegedly getting her head entangled in a cloth cradle at a childcare centre at Taman Nusari Aman in Bandar Seri Sendayan. And following that, her parents actually started a social media movement where the hashtag Justice for Baby Shifa was used by her father, Yusri Yusuf, as a platform to provide explanations but also demand answers from the authorities about the death of his child. So this is what we know. Seremban Police Chief Nanda Maruf said that the baby girl was found unconscious in a room at the nursery with her head hanging from the cradle and the rest of her body within it. And this is back in the news because the coroner's court has announced that June 29th will be the date for further case management of an inquest into this death.
So it's sad enough that this has happened. It's sad enough that this investigation is essentially now going to, or the inquest rather, is going to determine how and why this baby died. But this really isn't the first time we've heard of cases like this. In fact, last year, there were actually a total of 217 abuse cases involving children at childcare centres from all around Malaysia. And this was recorded between January to December last year by the Welfare Department. Now, during the same period, 51 childcare centres had their licences revoked and another 19 centres were issued verbal warnings. Now, the licensing aspect, of course, is one challenge or one factor, I think, in why this issue keeps recurring. The other, of course, is the fact that we are really talking about people, in this case, children, very young children, who are often unable to even highlight concerns like these, right? I mean, most of the time, it's between the caregiver at the childcare centre and the children.
Yeah, so this is something that I was thinking about quite a bit because we are talking about children who are younger, more often than not. And I mean, anybody who has ever had to prevent a child from running headlong down a flight of stairs will know that they are not always the best people to determine even their own safety. So firstly is the ability to actually highlight issues. The second is to recognize issues. And in both those instances, I don't know. I'm not sure what the answer is exactly, except to say that it cannot be that we only talk about this or that the only time we know that something is wrong is when something so tragic has happened. I mean, a 15-month-old girl, it's a horrible thing to have happened.
We are talking about the latest development in the case involving Baby Shifa. The coroner's court has essentially announced June 29th as the date for further case management. But of course, we would like to hear from you. What needs to be done to improve safety in childcare centres? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be joined by Datin P.H. Wong, child rights activist and director at Childline Foundation. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:12. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And today we're talking about the sad story of Baby Shifa, who was a 15-month-old baby who died after allegedly getting entangled in a cloth cradle at a childcare centre. And so we're talking about safety when it comes to childcare centres. We'd like to hear from you. What needs to be done to improve safety in these centres? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now, Datin P.H. Wong, child rights activist and director at Childline Foundation. Datin Wong, thanks for speaking with us today.
Yeah, hi. I'm happy to be here to answer any questions or any thing related to this case, because it is certainly not just sad, but obviously it's something that should not have happened.
How did you feel when you first heard about the death of Baby Shifa and the circumstances surrounding this?
As a child advocate and as an early childhood advocate as well, for many years, it has not stopped. These cases keep on coming on every year. And, you know, it's always at a stage where, you know, what can you do after it's happened? So we have to really look. I feel that it is something that we feel frustrated. We feel that angry that such a thing happened. Because when a child is sent to a childcare center, you expect the operator to do their best, to keep the highest standards, because somebody is entrusting a child to you, right? So obviously we are upset that such an event happened. It is preventable. It's not something that's not preventable.
And how often do you hear of these sorts of cases where children aren't given proper care at childcare centres?
Very often. I think we hear stories at least a few times a week. Primarily because a lot of childcare centres, I'm not sure whether this particular childcare centre was unregistered. Yeah, but in Malaysia, we only have about 4,099 childcare centres that are registered, which when we have about 2.7 million children under the age of four. So it means that a majority of our centres are not registered. You know, and if we talk about the home-based childcare, where a lot of parents during the pandemic started to put their children in home-based care, right, because all the other care centres were closed, there are now only 410 that are registered. So which means that you are putting your child at risk when you put a child in a centre that's unregistered because they don't even meet the minimum standards. Right?
Now, just to extend that, it was reported that there were 217 cases of abuse of children at childcare centres just last year. And of course, just a few months ago, there was that case involving Bella, the special needs child who was mistreated. What do cases and numbers like this, what do they say about the state of our childcare centres?
So there's a difference between childcare centre and care centre and also care within the home, right? So the case of Baby Shifa is actually a TASCA, they call it a childcare centre. And there are laws regarding, you know, how you should be running a childcare centre and the standards to be followed, right? So basically, we feel that at the moment, childcare is in crisis. Because, number one, it's not affordable, it's not accessible to a lot of parents, also a lot of them are not of high quality, which means you're putting your children at risk particularly if the staff have not been trained in child protection or child rights or in early childhood care and education. Yeah.
So, with all these different situations considered then, what are some gaps that need to be looked at when it comes to the safety and quality of childcare services in our country?
Number one would be ensuring that all childcare centres, whether it's home-based or not, are registered. They should be registered with the Department of Social Welfare, and there should be monitoring and evaluation by the authorities as well. The other thing is, it is the role of parents. I think parents sometimes just leave the child, that they do not make it a point to go in and check on the safety aspects of the childcare centre. You have a right as a parent, because you're paying the fees, to go in and check the centre, what are the processes that would be used if a child is hurt, what is the process, what are protocols, yeah? So these parents actually have a right to actually make sure that children are safe. The other thing is, of course, there are CCTVs in childcare centres, but I understand in this one, it was not even activated, yeah? But that doesn't help if the centre does not have a child protection policy. It must be compulsory for all childcare centres and all preschools to have what we call a child protection policy. Then everybody will know that this centre has trained their staff and everyone else on how to protect children, especially if they're 0 to 4 years old, which is the case of childcare centres. Yeah, they're very young children, so they need extra care and they need extra protection.
So what is the reporting process when cases like this happen?
Usually, you should call in the child protector, which is JKM, the Department of Social Welfare, would be involved, because childcare centres are licensed under JKM. That would be the first thing. And of course, the processes is basically then after that, JKM would come in and the police will need to be involved, yeah, and a police report made, and then investigation into the causes of the abuse, or if it's either abuse or it's neglect, yeah?
And this is something that we raised a little bit earlier, but in a childcare centre, the caregivers and the children are usually the only people present for the better part of the day. Children themselves aren't always best placed to highlight potential safety issues. Does this then result in gaps in terms of safety in these spaces?
Yeah, well, the gaps come in only if the operator is not following the rules, because in the childcare centre, under the Childcare Centres Act 1984, there are very strict rules as to how many care providers to children. So you're supposed to have only 1:5 if the children are between 1 and 3. If you're below 1:1:3 only. And those who are between 3 and 4, is only 1 care provider to 10. So in many cases, people are short-handed. The childcare centres are short-handed. And so sometimes the care provider may have too many children to look after. So strictly, if they follow the rules are there to protect children. There's also a very strict ratio of how many children you can take in, 3.5 square metres per child in your centre. So if you go beyond that, then you can't, you don't have enough staff, you don't have to handle the children, right? The other thing is operators themselves, as well as their care providers, need to be trained. They need to go through the basic childcare course. But unfortunately, in Malaysia, very few, not that many, have got diploma in early childhood or even a degree in early childhood. Yeah. So as a profession, we need to be able to have more qualified people in the industry. Yeah, to make sure that children are safe, because then they are trained to handle cases like this and they are able to prevent such things from happening.
So are there other mechanisms that could be put in place to ensure that safety is prioritised?
Like I said, one thing is to make sure the centre and the parents understand that there is a child protection policy which is signed by both the parents as well as the centre. The parents need to be able to check that the centre is licensed, and if it's not, then don't put your child there, you know, because you're putting your child at risk. There are also things that can be done is basically teach children, especially if they're 3 and 4, they can actually tell. And of course, parents have to be vigilant about signs of, if possible, signs of abuse or neglect, especially if the child comes back, you know, a little bit quiet and not really the usual self. Then there are certain signs that can be observed by parents. So parents just have to be. The other thing that parents need to do probably would be to really keep close touch with the care provider who's looking after the child, right? So that they understand your child, they understand, and you understand where they're coming from, and they understand your expectations as well. Yeah.
I wanted to circle back to a point that you raised very early on in our conversation, which is that of the license. I mean, I think this is a point that really hangs over our entire chat. Could you tell us more about the potential issues that are that could be caused by childcare centres operating without a license?
Well, basically, I think the question that should be asked is, why are they not licensed? Because the potential of the idea of not being licensed means that you are already illegal. You're not following any of the rules, right? But the reason for the so many centres being unlicensed is because the licensing process is so tedious. The government needs to work on simplifying the licensing process, particularly at the local council level, because it's very difficult to get licenses in certain areas. That needs to be simplified a lot so that it has to facilitate so that operators find it easy to get their centres registered and licensed.
What do we know about checking about these licenses or enforcing that childcare centres should have licenses? How effectively is this done?
The role goes back again to JKM, but I think parents themselves can play a role. The first thing they need to do is ask the operators whether they are registered to run a childcare centre under the Department of Social Welfare. They should have a licence that's issued by the Department of Social Welfare that's displayed, right? That's number one, for the parents to make sure that the centre they send to is licensed. If it's not, then the idea is, to persuade the operator needs to be able to go to JKM and make sure that the centre is licensed. Because it is a business, therefore you need to be accountable to your clients who are actually entrusting their child with you and you are taking a fee. So I would hold the operator accountable if they are not licensed, and if something happens, there is some consequences for the operator.
We actually have a message from a listener, Sharul, who, among other things, wants to know where one can report a centre, an unlicensed centre, in order for action to be taken.
Okay, the easiest thing is to call 15999 Talian Cafe. and they will then channel it to the nearest district office of Department of Social Welfare. And the officer in charge of the task force will be able to get in touch with the center. So just report the address and, you know, to Talian Kasi, 15999.
And Datin, in closing, how do we push for more immediate action to be taken by the government in addressing this issue?
We have been in this, I've been in this for about the last 20 years, and I think what Malaysia really needs is a national plan of action, a national policy for quality early childhood, national plan of action that prioritizes the child. And I think what's so much needed for parents and why parents are sending the kids to very poor quality centres is the cost of childcare is very high. Therefore, there must be universal subsidy by the government across the board for all parents who have very young children. And you know, childcare is such a critical service for parents who have to go to work, right? Therefore, I would say that Malaysia actually really do need, if we look at the crisis we are in now, with centres having closed, 1,000 over centres having closed during the pandemic, if we do not scale up the quality and the number of childcare centres, it's going to be very difficult for women to go back to work. Yeah, so it will impact on the workforce for Malaysia as well. So childcare is not just a small issue, it is a national issue. And the quality of care means that you are going to be able to give children the best start in life, particularly children who are from very marginalized communities. So the government needs to do more. And I think we hope that the Ministry of Women, Family and Community Development will take the lead to really go towards best practices and high quality standards for early childhood, which is 0 to 6 actually, which also involves 0 to 4 for childcare. 0 to 6 is because we involve the kindergarten age as well.
Datin Wong, thanks for speaking with us today.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah.
That was Datin P.H. Wong, child rights activist and director at Childline Foundation, weighing in on the case of baby Shifa, who was allegedly, who was found dead allegedly because of being caught in a cradle. And of course, we extend that conversation to discuss safety in childcare centres in general. If you'd like to report unlicensed childcare centres, that number to call is Talian Kasi 15999. Once again, Talian Kasi 15999. And weigh in as well, what needs to be done to improve safety in childcare centres. You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
And we have some messages actually that have come in. So let's see. Madiha says, on the point of affordable and accessible childcare, considering women make up a significant and growing portion of the workforce, can we please have more workplaces include creches as part of their infrastructure? It would greatly relieve a lot of the concerns of working parents and ease them to be able to have closer monitoring of their children. I think I mispronounced that, but I hope everybody understands what we were getting at. Sorry, French words in
creche.
The middle.
Creche is
thank
the
you.
Word.
Thank you.
I completely agree. I mean, Datin Wong just now made a case for really needing to make sure that we have adequate number of centres. But I think spaces like creches, workplaces, being mindful and aware that this is a need that needs to be filled is definitely an important part of the process.
Yes, because I think we go back to that point about there are so many issues, right, involved with childcare centres. Datin Wong covered a fair amount, but having your child, if possible, in close proximity to you in a care space where you can actually go in and where you can see at random times of the day with your own eyes how things are going, I think that just makes a tremendous amount of difference. We also have this from Jimny, who says, safety comes with fees. Now it's not that affordable for M40 families, where one might need to spend 20% of your average household income into that, and not to mention that caregivers and teachers in these centres aren't well paid. That's why we really need a Kementerian for children only. The current fees are around 900 to 1,400 in the Klang Valley for moderate childcare centres. For high-end CCTV, Montessori, it's easily 2K above.
That's actually a really great point, right? Because I completely understand why parents should check about licensing and should check about safety. But not everyone, I think, is in a situation to have the time and the means to have options and to look into various things. Often it comes down to, do I have a space to leave my child at while I go to work? Perhaps this might be the most convenient option. And I'm not saying that that's an easy choice for anyone to make. But I am saying that that cost is a factor for many families. Do keep those thoughts coming. What needs to be done to improve safety in childcare centres? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018 789 8899, tweet us at BFM Radio.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.